Hello, this is Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Joshua. Do you need assistance?
Yes.
All right. Let me know your first and last name.
Kenneth Williams.
Can you repeat that?
Kenneth Williams.
Confirm with me your phone number.
719-491-4379.
You want to receive text messages with the ETA from the driver?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again one more time, please?
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to know if you would like to receive text messages with the ETA from the driver.
Yeah.
Message address may apply, 1 second. Let me know your policy number, please. Okay.
67559072722.
One moment.
Yeah.
Confirm with me your home address, please.
104 East Platte Avenue, apartment 207.
City and state.
Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80903.
What's the year and the make of your car?
95 Volvo 850.
What is the color?
Green.
What's wrong with the car?
I know it's probably the battery or maybe something else. I can't know what it is, but we could try with the battery and try to get it jump started.
All right. I got to tell you that your policy only covers one service every 3 months. And the last time you had a service with us was the 7th of this month. So you're not going to be covered for this one.
Okay, because I need something that's affordable, like about $40 or so.
Yeah, it can be 40, it can be 50, 60, or 70, depending on the driver.
Yeah, I can't do 60 or 70. I think it's got to be about 40 or 50, at least 40 at the least.
Well, if you want, I can try to get a driver for you and give you a call back when I have a price, so you will see if it would be okay for you to pay or not.
Okay, now I need a tow truck. A flatbed. The flatbed is not gonna work. I need one that goes upright with the front, because I'm in a parking garage.
So you need a tow.
If y'all get a flatbed, I need to push the car into neutral to get it onto the street. Because the clearance is pretty narrow.
All right. Well,
flatbed. But the flatbed can be out in the street. That's fine. But I gotta push the car into neutral, just in case if the car doesn't start with the jump start. Cables, whatever.
All right. What do you need at the jump start of the tow?
I need both, just in case, because if my car doesn't start, then I'm gonna take it to a shop to get it fixed.
All right. Well, if that is the case, then a tow is around $150 to $200.
Yeah. Okay, can you call around and see if there's any cheaper tolls than that? Because when they come out anyways, try to tow your car, they first want to jump start your vehicle. And then that doesn't work, your car doesn't start, then they have to be towed.
All right, well, I can get you the jump start, and if that doesn't work, you can give me a call, and you can set the T ticket for the tow. Would that be okay for you?
Huh?
I can send the service for the jump start if you want. If that does not work, then I can set it for the tow.
Okay, that's fine. How much is gonna be?
The jump start, it can be like 40, 50, 70, 60.
Okay, I need something cheap because it's going on jump. So just try to see you can get something for 40 because I'm not want to spend no higher than that. It's going on jump only. So then I have to call back and, you know.
All right.
Because I'm charging because I'm going to be charging here two services. One is the jump start. Then number two, if that doesn't work, then I got to be charging in. So I'm actually probably looking at, well, my base is $80.
Let me know. The engine of the car stopped running while driving?
No. You know, it's a shame that my nephew, I mean, because the roadside assistance, I thought, last week or last time I called, like a week ago, and I talked to numerous people on there, and I think that the customer service was not good. Because I had to get my nephew out to fix my car, because I had a flat tire, and then he came out and fixed it. So I didn't have one side assistant come and help me fix my flat tire. And also, I still need a jump start. So I'm going to try again to see if the car can start. I'm going to try again.
All right, so you're going to give me a call back?
No. I still need the service. I still need a jump or probably the tow truck to come on.
All right, let me know.
I'll try to take it to a shop.
The car is backed into the parking space.
It's been there. It's been sitting there. It's been sitting there over a week.
And do you see other cars around yours?
Yes, but I can play out with neutral. That's fine. But I think the driver will carry one of his boxes anyway.
All right.
I know they have them displayed to charge up the charger up.
And do you have the keys of the car?
Yeah, I have the jump start box, yeah. Because the tow truck driver needs to carry one of those jump starters.
All right. Are you going to be the person with the vehicle when the driver arrives?
Yeah.
Very good. Now let me know where the car is located.
Okay, the car could be located. No, the parking garage, Terry. It's okay, 207 North Nevada Avenue. It's the downtown YMCA.
Do you have the zip code?
The zip code is 80903.
And you said
the car is green. I can be the tow truck driver at the garage. Next to it, there's a YMCA, but next to it, the building for the Y, the next to it is a garage. But it's located 207 North Nevada Avenue, 80903.
All right. Well, let me get a driver for you, and then I give you a call back with the price, okay?
Okay, but the tow truck driver, the front of the garage, it's going to be on... if he goes on Bijou, okay, the tow truck driver can park between Bijou and Nevada at the YMCA. That's where the parking garage is. It's between Bijou and Nevada.
All right.
But that's the But that's the location, 207 North Nevada Avenue. And that's 80903 Caro Springs.
All right, very good. Let me get you a call
and
back,
and
okay?
Also, they can call me, too. When they come or they're arriving, they could call me.
Yeah, sure, definitely. They're going to give you a call.
Yeah, before arrival.
Mm-hmm.
They call me on the way, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be all. Uh-huh.
All right. Let me give you a call back then.
Okay. All right.
Yes.